This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Monday, my darlings, and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you've had a wonderful weekend and that you're ready for the week ahead. It's time for our intention setting practice of this week. And for today and for this week, I have a really important intention for all of us to set.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This week, I want our intention to be to really listen to the body so we can give our bodies and ourselves what we actually need. And I know this concept of listening to the body and letting the body lead the way, it's fairly common. I'm sure you've heard a lot about it before. But truth is, so many of us, you know, most of us, we're very conditioned to live from that level of the mind. And oftentimes when we try to tune in and ask ourselves what we need, the answers that we're getting, they're not from that deep place within our bodies, but actually it's the mind telling us what we're supposed to need or what the mind is conditioned to believe that we need, right? So this week, setting an intention around listening to the body means we have to cultivate more moments of silence every single day so that we'll actually be able to drop in and learn what the body is telling us. Right? If we're rushing through our day, if we're living from that place of ego, from that place of the mind, we're not going to be able to actually listen. We're not going to know what our body truly craves. So cultivating more moments of silence in the day, and then from that place, listening to the body and really figuring out what the body needs in every moment that we can in our regular day-to-day lives. Really beautiful example of this, something that comes up for me a lot, is rest. When I am a little bit stressed or feeling some pressure or getting in the motions of stuff and just going from thing to thing in my day, I have a really strong inner belief that I don't need a whole lot of rest, that actually I can operate on very little sleep and I can power through anything. And, you know, if I feel a little bit tired, I can always perk up or have a cup of coffee or, you know, put a little bit of extra oomph into my day and power through that moment, right? When actually, if in those moments I was able to tune into the body, I would realize that what my body is asking for isn't for me to power through because I'm tired, right? But it's to actually slow down and rest. Whether that means taking a nap or spending 10 minutes lying in a hammock or drinking a cup of tea, lighting a candle, taking a breath, putting my phone away, you know, it can be something as simple as 3 minutes of deep breathing, right? Doesn't have to be a 1 hour nap or going to bed at 8 p.m. every night. I am able to invite rest in a lot of different ways in my day, but I can only do that if I'm able to listen to my body. So I'm reminded that my body actually craves rest way more than I think it does, right? And this applies to every area of our lives. When we are able to really listen to the body and what it tells us, we'll learn so many things about what the body actually wants to eat, right? What kind of foods your body is craving, what and how much and when your body wants to drink and hydrate, how and when and how intensely or how gently your body wants to move, when your body is craving touch and intimacy. All of these things we'll be able to really, really, really get closer to by having those moments carved out in our days of silence to just listen. So let's set the intention today to listen to the body. It doesn't mean that we have to turn our whole lives around or change a bunch of things in our days, but to just have that little extra listening around. What does my body need versus what do I think that I need in this moment? And if we get into the practice of that, of listening, of silence, of feeling the body from the inside, we will be able to act on those needs and meet ourselves in so many beautiful ways all throughout the week. Whether that means having more time for rest or more time for play, if it's changing what we're nourishing our bodies with this week, if it's changing how we're hydrating, how we're moving, all of these things, the body is wise. So when it speaks to you, make sure that you listen. This week, I will listen to my body. This week, I will listen to my body. If you want, you can write this down in your journal or on a post-it note, put it on your bathroom mirror, make a little affirmation to read every single morning when you wake up, and try to carve out a little bit more space every day so you can really drop in and listen. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today and for setting this intention. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.